A bill to make court-martialing and punishing Indiana National Guard troops easier passed the Senate with strong support. An identical version already passed the House, too. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya-Reyes reports one part of the bills faced opposition at every step, but not enough to change them.
These bills aim to help the Indiana National Guard court-martial troops for crimes like sexual assault by giving convening power to the highest-ranking commander. That has broad support. It also removes the right for troops to request a court-martial instead of taking an administrative punishment. Democrats like Senator Andrea Hunley have tried and overwhelmingly failed to strip that part out of both Republican-backed bills.
If we take away their due process right to request a court-martial, then the commander, in effect, becomes judge and jury on this. A reduction in pay, a reduction in rank.
The bill's authors and supporters, including the Indiana National Guard Association, argue the change would protect order and resources. They say existing procedures for appealing punishment are enough, especially given the bill would prohibit imprisonment. Both twin bills have to repeat the process in the opposite chamber before getting a chance to become law. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya-Reyes.